Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Free Psychic Readings, normally with Lenis and Nina, but today you are stuck with just me. Anna is in the chat room to help anybody that needs help in there. I welcome you all to the show. Just a reminder that the full moon is on Tuesday, I do believe. Be prepared. I think it's going to be kind of a rough one, so just have all your ducks in a row and be prepared for that. Also, Mercury retrograde starts on the 19th of this month and goes through until sometime in January. So, yeah, that's going to happen over the Christmas season as well. So, without further ado, I guess we will go straight to callers and proceed to try and answer your question. Please remember, one question per caller. I'm just one person. So, please don't block me. It's really hard to give you an accurate reading if you're trying to block me as well. Anyways, we're going to proceed on to the phone calls, and our first caller is area code 414. Welcome to Psychic Readings. Oh, goodbye, 414. Okay, 515, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi, this is Jen.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. Oh, I'm good. Cold, but good. It's cold up here in Alberta.
Ooh.
Okay, what can I help
question,
you with?
My question is, when do you see Chris coming into my life or back into my life?
Chris isn't in your life at all right now?
Not at the moment.
I actually don't see him coming back.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, sorry.
No worries. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 267, you're on the air with Nina.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
My name is Donna. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to know if you see me and my husband getting back together at all?
Six is coming up. Have you been separated for 6 months?
Actually, yeah, about five, six. Mm-hmm.
Are you still on speaking terms?
We are, yeah, but not on any kind of getting back together level. It's not really. No, we're really not on speaking terms. I mean, we have grandchildren together, and it's very limited.
Okay. May I have his first name, please?
John.
I don't see you getting back together, Vanna. I see a friendship formed, and you will be on better speaking terms, But as far as being together, I don't see that happening.
Okay. I'm only limited to one question. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Have a good week. Okay, area code 303, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. My question's kind of complicated, so I'm going to try to phrase it as best I can. I transferred over some clients to another worker who I work with, and they're trying to put them back on me, even though I did all the protocols. I'm just wondering, and it turned out that this person who's taking over is a student. I'm just wondering, is there going to be justice where the clients are going to go over to the other person? Am I going to be able to prove that they're not mine anymore? These clients are not mine anymore.
Can I have your first name?
Randy.
I'm supposed to ask you why you don't want these clients anymore.
I got a new job, and they're an hour away from me, and some other reasons without me giving too much information, but that's accurate.
Okay.
What I'm telling you.
Okay.
I don't feel comfortable with these clients.
You have the proof now, so there shouldn't be any problems.
Okay, good. That's what I was thinking. I have the proof, but the supervisor of this student is trying to put it back on me, saying, you know, that it's you know, not all the papers were signed, but the transfer paper was signed, but not the intake papers were not signed. So, okay, that's what you're saying. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, no, you should be fine, Randy. You do have the proof
now.
Okay,
thanks.
They're trying to wiggle themselves out of this.
Yes, they are. You're right. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, area code 561, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi, how are you? This is Lena.
Hi, Lena.
Hi.
What's your question?
I had an interview on Thursday, and I want to see if you think that I might get this. I thought this job that I went to on Thursday, do you think I might get it?
You might get the job or the job you went for the interview for?
Same. I went on a job interview on Thursday. I want to see if you think I might get it because I sent the follow-up notice. So I'm just, it's a really good job.
I'm being told that there is three other people besides you in line for this job, so there could be a second interview.
Oh, really? Okay. All right, because I'm going to keep looking. I mean, I don't want to just stop and wait for these people because I would have wasted all this time.
Yeah, no, definitely keep looking. You will be called for a second interview is what I'm being told. So, yeah, definitely look. Keep on looking for another job.
Okay. All right, thank you. This looks good.
I mean, offering any kind of a job until after the new year anyways.
Yeah, I know. It's not a good time to accept a job.
Yeah. So, no, with this interview is what I'm talking about. They're not, you won't be starting work until after the new year anyway. So I would definitely keep on looking.
Yeah, that's what I had planned. I just sent another resume today to a company I got a lead for. totally different field. So, yeah, I have to keep my options open. I can't wait 2-3 weeks and then find out I didn't get it and then would have waited. No, I don't. Especially with the Mercury retrograde coming. It's scary. Every job I've ever accepted during a Mercury retrograde never worked out. That's why I'm a little scared about taking a job during this time.
Well, you have until the 19th. So
yeah,
if you take a job now, you'll be okay.
Yeah, but if they don't stop me until after the first of the year, I won't be okay.
No. No, you'll be right in the middle of retrograde at that point. Well, Lena, all I can say is good luck, and I hope you have
a
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Area code 203, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi.
My name's Victoria.
Victoria? Okay, what's your question, Victoria?
I just wanted to ask you a question regarding my love life. I wanted to ask if you see things moving forward with me and Jeff.
They're telling me that he's kind of lazy about things like this. He just lets things happen as they happen. I think if you want them to move forward, you're going to have to take that first step.
Okay. But does he want to? Or is he, like, waiting for me to, like...
He's waiting for you.
Okay. Do you think that has anything to do with, like, his self-confidence?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Because, actually, we haven't spoken in, like, the last couple weeks because I gave him a little bit of space. And he hasn't reached out on his own or anything like that. So I wasn't really sure, like, what to do.
Well, get a hold of him, go out for coffee, and take it from there.
Okay. But you see him as being a good match for me?
It depends how slow you want things to go. That's what they're telling me. Don't ask me why, but that's what they're telling me. He
mm-hmm.
moves very slow.
Yes.
He moves very, very, very slow. So if you want things to speed up, you have to take the initiative with him. And if that's the kind of relationship you want, then go for it.
Okay.
Right, okay?
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Good
All
luck.
Right, bye-bye.
And Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. We are going to go to my drop caller. That's area code 414. You're on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina. Thank you for taking my call again. I just wanted to know, everything is going great. My relationship, my marriage, I should say, and, you know, I'm working on getting a new job, and I am appreciative of that. Our next step is to purchase us a home. Do you see me purchasing one? Because I got a good feeling that it's coming. Like next year, January or February, purchasing a home.
Yeah. May I have your first name?
Felicia.
Did you say you're married, Felicia?
Yes. 17 years.
Okay, may I have your husband's name?
Jarrett. J-A-R-R-E-T-T. It's Jarrett.
Yeah, I see you finding a home in February that you like. Closing won't be until mid-March.
Because of what, something going on with the house or paperwork?
No, there's nothing going on with the house. That's just the way the what the owners want.
Oh, so we bought it from someone, our owner, not from the bank or anything like that, you know. Someone.
Well, no, we have to go through the bank. Yeah, obviously have to go through the bank, but the owners still have that. That's when they want the move-in date. And
okay.
I'm seeing them compensating with taking some money off the house for waiting for that length of time.
We're waiting until March.
Yeah,
okay.
But you will find the house in February.
That's good. I'm ready to move on. I got a lot of things to do next year.
All right. Well, congratulations. You're going to be moving to a new home. You have a wonderful week and a Merry Christmas.
You too. You have a blessed Christmas. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. You are listening to Free Psychic Readings with Nina. Lennis will be back next week. She's a little under the weather, so if you wouldn't mind saying a prayer or two for her, I'm sure she would appreciate it. If you'd like to call in, the area code is 646-727-2914. I'll be happy to take your call. Anna is in the chat room kind of monitoring things for me. I'm back and forth in there. So if you have a question, I can try and answer it. But not likely. You're probably going to have to phone in. Anna can help you too, though. Okay, I have a blocked caller coming up next. Now, I don't usually take blocked callers, but I'll take this one. Hello, you're live on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina. My name is Crystal. I'm calling from Skype.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
What can I help you with?
I was just wondering, I did an interview on Thursday, and I wanted to get in that job as a project manager.
Okay. You did that interview on Thursday, Crystal?
Yes, I said it.
Yeah, I see them in the process of interviewing two other people.
Okay.
You should hear from them by Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay. Okay. So will I get it?
I'm not getting a clear picture on whether you get it or not. All I know is that you're one of three, so you're up there.
Okay. All right. That's great. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great week and Merry Christmas.
Thanks, and Merry Christmas to you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 316, you're on the air with Nina. Hello. Oops, never mind. I got to put you on the air first. Area
Hello?
Code 316. Hi.
Hi. Hi, my name is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna.
Hi, I just wanted to know if you see my ex, his name is Bryce, contacting me or reaching out?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. It's, I don't know why. All I know is he's not going to. Okay, area code. Hang on. I'm trying to do too many things here at once. Area code 63, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Lisa.
This?
My name is
Lisa.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So my question is, I'm looking for a part-time position. I just wondered if you see me getting something soon.
Soon, no. In the new year, yes.
Okay. So should I just keep on applying now and then, maybe they'll need me.
Yeah, definitely keep on applying.
Okay.
You can't ever go wrong by keeping your name out there and on the lips and ears and mouths of people. So, yeah, keep on applying. But I don't see you getting anything until the new year.
Okay. And, you know, I was just wondering, like, time-wise, like, I was thinking about, like, 12 to 16 hours. Do you think that it's going to be, like, closer to the high end or the low end? I don't know if that's part of that question of how much work, you know, because I don't want to have too much.
No, you're going to have to discuss that with your employer.
Okay.
I'm not picking up anything on that. So just discuss it with your employer.
Do you think it'll be a good position? Because I had like some bad luck, and I feel like I really need to get into a place that's more appreciative of me and vice versa, like a good situation for me.
Well, then, Lisa,
where it doesn't suck the
butt. Just apply to places you want to work at, then. Okay?
Yeah.
And
go with your
that's
gut.
All I can
t- and go with.
Yeah, go with your gut and just apply to places that you want to work at.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great week and Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry, happy holidays.
720, you're on the air with Nina.
Good evening, Nina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. My name is Dee Dee, and I just wanted to look at I wanted to know whether an engagement is coming, dealing with this relationship that I'm in.
You want to know if you're going to get engaged?
Yes.
You know what? I'm not picking up anything. What's his name?
Corey.
How long have you guys been together?
About a year and 6 months.
Okay, what they're telling me is another case of laziness on his part. He's very complacent. Right now he's just thinking he doesn't need to change things because everything's going along really good the way it is. You may just have to put that bug in his ear.
Or either that or is he that one?
Well, after a year and a half, you should be able to tell me that.
No.
He's not the one?
No.
Okay, then why waste your time with him? Move on.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't be more helpful, but that's all I'm getting.
Okay. Is someone else coming, possibly?
Not as long as you're involved with him.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kind of one. You're welcome.
Huh?
Have a good weekend.
What
Have a good
saying?
Weekend. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Area code 845, you're on the air with Nina.
Hello, Nina. Thank you so much for taking my call and many blessings to you.
Thank you.
I have a question. My name is Katie, and someone has offered me a position which I need to travel for, and I'm wondering if I should take it or stay home and work on my own projects.
Well, right away they said take it.
Oh, wow.
Right away, that there was no hesitation. The angels came in right away and said, take it, take it, take it. You'll have great adventures with this job.
Oh, excellent. That is so reassuring. I can't tell you because I feel like it's maybe a company that I could grow with and collaborate with them on my projects as well.
Well, they are definitely saying take it, and you will have a great time, and you will really enjoy the job.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Very much. Thank you. Many blessings and happy holidays. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Area code 631, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina. My name is Jessica.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
My question is, I've been going back and forth with this woman who I believe is related to my dad's side of the family. Can you see if they are or they're not?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
That's the only question.
Oh,
same to you,
yes.
Jessica. Good
thank
luck
you.
With that.
Thank you so
All
much.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we have another either Skype or block caller. You're on the air with Nina. How can I help you?
Hi, Nina. Thanks for taking my call. You're speaking with Vicki. Just calling in to see exactly what you're picking up as far as a relationship coming my way.
Can I have your name again, please?
Vicki.
Are you near water?
Do I live near water? Yes.
Okay, for some strange reason, I'm picking up you going on a walk and bumping into, well, not bumping into, but coming across this man, and you two hit it off. And it's near water.
Okay, interesting. Well, I do live near water. I do, it's cold where I'm at right now, but I do walk a lot. Haven't been down to the water lately.
Okay, well, go walking near water.
Okay.
Okay.
I will see that for 2016 or 2017.
I picked it up this year, like before the end of the year.
Okay.
I think you'll only go out for coffee or whatever this year. But, yeah, I can see a relationship developing from this.
Awesome. That is great news. Awesome. Well, I will keep you posted. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a great week.
Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, just a reminder, the area code is 646-727-2914. If you'd like to give me a call, I'll be happy to take your calls and answer a question for you. You're listening to The Essence of Success Radio Network. This is Free Psychic Readings on Blog Talk Radio. Area code 608, you're on the line with Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, my name... My name is Laura, and
hi, Laura.
I have a new I have a new business opportunity working with this man Dave, using vibrational remedies and me using a radionics machine created by Nick Franks. And I would like to know what that looks like for my future and if my current living arrangement needs to change in order for this to work.
Yes, it does need to change.
and yeah, your current living conditions do need to change more for you than for anything else. And this would be a really good opportunity for you.
Okay. That's it?
I'm picking up, I don't know why, but I'm picking up the color blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of colors that go in radionics.
Okay, well, I picked up the color blue. Why, I don't know. You're going to have to tell me why.
Am I sad?
No, it's got nothing to do with...
No?
Anything to do with feelings. It's an actual color.
Like,
is the room you're
like
going to be working in blue?
Not yet. I mean, it could be, I guess. I don't know. Because I don't know. I think my house is too small for the business. And that's why I was thinking changing. But I do all my work here in my house.
Okay.
I used to live in a blue house. Now I live in a yellow house.
Well, maybe that's what it was. I don't know. I don't know why blue came up. I really don't. And there's no clear picture coming for me on this. All I know is I picked up the color blue.
Okay.
Is there any way, they're asking me, is there any way that you can open your house up a bit, take out some walls and make a room bigger?
Well, I can ask somebody to leave and then I would.
Okay.
That's what I was asking about the living arrangements. Did that need to change?
Yeah, it does need to change. For sure.
Okay, there's two of them. Do both need to go or just one?
They're saying that's up to you, but definitely one.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's the only clear picture I'm getting. Other than the color blue, that's going to be a mystery. If you come across this, let me know, okay?
The only other thing I can think of is that they don't give me clear messages a lot of times. Like, I got to figure it out myself. So they may be just blocking you?
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, that happens.
That could be.
But I
it
appreciate
happens a
your
lot.
Help. Yeah, I know.
Oh, no problem.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Okay, area code 901. You're on the air with Nina. Hello? I guess you're just listening.
Hey, okay. Hey, Nina, this is Anna. I was just listening, just in case my Wi-Fi went on the blinks.
Okay, thanks, Anna. Is there anything that I need to pay attention to in the chat room?
No, I think we got it all covered.
All right, thanks, Anna. I haven't been able to slip over there very often, so if anything needs to be addressed, let me know.
All right, love, I will.
Thank you, Anna.
Sure, you're welcome.
Seven 708, you're on the line with Nina.
Hi,
Tiff.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going.
Okay. You know, I made a drastic move. Anna has advised me a little bit. Of course, I want to know what you see after the bold move.
Okay.
so I'm not quite sure where I stand or what to do.
Okay, so you filed the papers, is that right?
No, that's still in the process because it's very expensive to file for a certain amount, and it's a little bit less to file for under a certain amount. So he made a vow to bring it under that amount so that I would sue him for less. And, of course, he didn't come through because of the big snowstorm, but I don't have the money to file right away. I don't have the money to file right away anyway, so I do have to wait until the next paycheck.
Oh, Tiff.
But
okay,
in addition to that, go ahead, sorry.
It is going to take drastic measures for you to get what you want. He's not going to just give it to you.
I know. I kind of think
I
that
feel
he
so
knows
sad.
That that's what I'm...
I feel so sad because it's hurting your heart, and I can feel it, and it's hurting my heart. I just wish he was a different person, but he isn't, and you and I both have to accept that.
But I did something else.
Uh-oh. What else?
I included another person in the drama, and I hurt them too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't your intentions to hurt them.
No, I want them to be stopped, and I know being nice, being patient has never worked. So I said, do you want me to do something drastic? And he said in so many words, yeah, you can do something drastic, but that would only work if I cared, and I don't. And then he called me a coward and dared me to do it. So I thought, is he bluffing or does he want a way out? So I called his bluff, and now the third person is crying. He's depressed, and I'm twice as depressed. I caused it all. But you can't continue to just run over everybody in your path and not expect someone to stand up to you.
No, you definitely can't.
Everybody else is enabling him.
Yeah. And, you know, the angels are telling me you did what you needed to do. Don't feel bad. I know that's hard.
Yeah.
But don't feel bad. It has to be done. You are right, and you have that rightness on your side when everything else fails. So, yes, he needs to be stopped. Yes, he needs to be taught a lesson, and this is the only way to do it.
Okay.
You will win this eventually, but it's not going to be easy.
It's already not easy.
Well, I
know. On a positive note, I did get back into school, so I hope that'll help keep me focused.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I kind of encouraged the other person who had been broken in this whole fiasco to go back to school too, and they've been keeping in contact with me just for the moral support, which is very odd considering the circumstances, but I'm up for it.
Okay, I know who this person is, don't I?
Right.
Yeah, okay. I thought I did. But anyways, yeah, everything is going to work out. It's going to take a few months. I see it happening in March.
Okay.
But better late than never, right?
I don't even consider March that late, considering how long I've waited for him to make grown-up decisions. We both looked
exactly.
up definitions to gaslighter and narcissistic, and he is the textbook definition of both.
Yeah.
So we know it's a problem, but we're not going to enable it. We're not going to cater to it and just let him walk all over us. So... whatever it takes. If I didn't care, I wouldn't bother.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's
no.
the update.
Okay, thanks, Tiff. I love you. Have a great
love
week.
Love you more.
Watch out. Yeah, I know. Watch out for the full moon. Try and keep an
when is
even
that?
Keel. It's on Tuesday, so try and be level-headed that day. Stay out of angry people's way is all I'm going to tell everybody. If they're angry, walk the other direction. Don't get in their path. Because this full moon is pretty wicked because it started affecting the kids I look after a full week before it was supposed to happen, and normally it's 5 days before. So it's got good pull on it this time, which is probably
okay.
because Mercury retrograde. So, yeah, just be prepared for that. And do you want to stay on the line, Tiff?
Yes, please. Thank you.
All righty. Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, area code 864, you're on the air with Nina. Maybe you're not. Oh, come on, button work. Okay. Area
hello,
code 864, you're
on. Hello?
Yes? Hi.
My name is Catherine. I met a friend that I used to date years ago. We've been kind of talking, and I wonder, should I just let this relationship keep going, or should I stop it before it gets started?
What's his name?
His name is Robert. I call him Bob.
Well, you two are getting along, are you not, Catherine?
We are getting along, but there's more issues that involved. And I'm just kind of scared how it might turn. I don't know how it'll turn out to be. I don't know, would it be a short term or long term or what it be? Should we just be friends and leave it as that? Or what should we do?
Angels are telling me be friends first and then see what happens.
Okay.
But don't stop it. There could be a long term relationship here. They said could be. This is both of you having to work out things. But yeah, definitely become friends first, because it will be a good friendship regardless of whether or not it goes into a relationship or not. This will be a friendship
okay.
that will last. Okay. You'll be able to rely on each other for support, for help, and for friendship. So that's something you can't kick away. So definitely stay in touch with him, become his friend, become friends first, and see what develops from there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Catherine. You have a wonderful week, and Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Area code 831, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina. This is Karen. I was wondering if you can tell me the best course of action for Joe. Should I distance myself from him or be accessible to him or not pursue this at all, or, you know, or just have a friendship, or what do you see here, if anything?
His name is Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Let me think. Is he kind of scatterbrained?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Picking up somebody close to you is pretty scatterbrained. Now, why I'm picking this up, I don't know. As far as you and Joe go, I see a friendship there, but I don't see a long-term relationship.
Okay, well, that's helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Nina. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.
Area code 402, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi, Tina. This is Sharon. Yeah, I guess
Hi, Sharon.
Also was wondering about, I was kind of wondering about if you see any relationships turning around for me.
Turning around, are you in a relationship now, Sharon?
I'm not, no, not really, but it's just I'm kind of isolated. Haven't had, you know, even with friends and stuff, I haven't had any for a while.
Well, that means you got to quit isolating yourself.
Do you see any romantic relationships?
If you quit isolating yourself, yep. But you need to get
so
out.
Okay, so relationships I've already had in the past, and they know where I am.
Yeah, they know where you are.
The ones in the past are gone.
You need to move forward and not dwell in the past, and then you will find a relationship that is actually meaningful. So you need to let go of the past first. Okay? Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yes or no? Does it make sense, Sharon? Oh, she's gone. Okay, all the lines are open. The area code is 646-727-2914. If you want to give me a call, that would be great. If not, I think I'm going into the chat room and we'll see what's up there. Hey, ladies, how you doing in there? We have Tiffany in there. Heather's in there. Way to go, Heather. Nice to see you again. Anna, of course, is in there. Oh, new year, new me. I don't have your first name. I need your first name. And if you guys have any questions that you want me to answer. Okay, I'm going to only wait for a couple more minutes and then I'm going to shut her down if we get nothing. Okay, just a reminder, the full moon is on Tuesday. It's going to be wicked. Tiffany. Yes, Tiffany, definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. He would be a good catch for you. He's a little more attentive. He would definitely treat you like the queen that you are. So, yeah, definitely improve on that friendship a little bit, Tiff. Katie, nice to meet you. Thank you. And Heather, you're going into your performance review. It's happening this week. That's great that it's happening this week because you don't want it to happen after the 19th. So, yeah, you will get a good performance review. So don't worry about it, Heather. You'll do great. Jamel's Tiff, you always make me laugh. It doesn't matter whether his history is crazier than yours. You can understand each other that way. So, yeah, just go for it. Katie, what do you want to know about Ray? Got to remember, I haven't been in the chat room and been able to go back and forth very much, so you're going to have to let me know. Do you want to know if there's a relationship there with him? Tiffany, it's all good. As long as you guys are open and honest with each other about everything that's happening in your life, it will all be good. Okay, let's see here. 708.
Okay, I guess I have a caller. Area code.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Suzanne. Thank you for taking my phone call. I just wanted to see what you saw with my love life.
Suzanne, have you called in before about this?
A while ago.
What did I tell you a while ago?
I forgot. My friends are laughing.
That's the problem, Suzanne. You got to write down what I say.
I know, I forget.
No, write down what I say, and then you won't forget, and then you can follow on that path.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just having some fun with you.
That's okay.
Suzanne, your love life, what do I see? Baseball cap.
A baseball cap?
Yeah, guy wearing a baseball cap.
Oh.
He's not that far away. And, yeah, he's definitely walking towards you. So, yeah, this is not going to happen immediately. I see this around the 17th of January.
Oh, that's good. At least it's not next January.
Well, it is next January.
Wait, I mean a year from this January?
No, this January. Yeah, he's got a baseball cap.
How am I
going to
meet him?
I see a bunch of people around. It's some kind of a social gathering, but I don't know what kind of a gathering.
Okay.
He's a friend of a friend.
Oh. A friend of a friend. He wears a baseball cap?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's very tall. Very tall. Like I'm thinking probably about 6 foot three. 6 foot two, 6 foot three.
Oh.
Now, for me, that's tall because I'm only 5 foot three.
Yeah, that's tall. My son's 6 foot tall, so a little bit taller than that would be tall.
Okay, so, yeah, that's what I'm seeing. So remember this. I'm writing this down to Suzanne.
All right. Do you know around what age he's going to be or color hair or anything?
No, I don't see anything else. That's all I see.
All right, thank you. I'm going to remember. Baseball cap, January 17th, and tall.
Around January 17th.
Okay, thank you so much. My friend wants to talk. Does she have to call in?
Yeah, I can take her call. Her name.
Okay, here she is.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. What's your first name?
My name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. What
can
I help you with? I'm doing great.
Well, I got myself into a little bit of trouble with tickets and the law, and do you see anything good coming out of me getting out of this?
See, you got a ticket?
Well, a little more than that, kind of got my license suspended, and I got to go to court Thursday. I'm really nervous about it. My license was clean. I never got in any kind of trouble, but I kind of got myself into a doozy, and I'm hoping you maybe see something good happening for me because I've been having a lot of bad luck.
Get yourself through this court, accept responsibility for what you've done, and then move forward from there, and everything should turn around for you.
Yeah. You think the new year is going to give me a little break?
What? Sheila, the break will come before the new year.
Okay.
You just need to accept responsibility for what you've done and move forward. And no more poor me, why is this happening to me?
No, I don't really do that.
Okay,
let's
listen for a minute. Bad things happen to good people all the time. It's how we perceive them and how we move forward from there. So
Right. Please
shrug it off. It's something that's happened. It's done with. You're going to move
Right. Forward
and be the person that you are. Move forward from here. And I see everything coming up really great for you.
Thank you.
But you have to have that positive attitude.
I am. I'm trying.
Yeah, and I can tell you are. That's why I'm talking to you like this. I can tell you are. Just keep up with this. Everything will be okay. It really will.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, have a happy holiday. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, for all of you listening right now, you've got to forgive me. I say Merry Christmas. I'm from Canada. That's what we do. We say Merry Christmas. We don't say Happy Holiday. Very few of us do. So if I don't mean to offend anybody, and if I am, forgive me. Blame it on me being Canadian, okay? Okay, area code 757. You're on the air with Nina.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My first name is Lashelle.
Is what?
Lashelle.
Lashelle? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I usually go home for Christmas, but so far the last couple of years it's been kind of stressful, or I have to leave early because of weather, or it's just the environment where everybody's like, I don't know. So I was trying to see if I should even make that long drive down. Will it be a little better this year, or should I come back? Because I still have to get something done on my car before I can even go, and I don't know. I don't want to put myself in a bind and when
okay,
I can just
what
celebrate
I'm,
here.
Yeah, stay home. You're going to have car troubles if you do go.
Oh, wow.
Because
my mom is not going to take that too good. But I don't want to risk it. And, you know, every other time I went.
Unless you can get a ride from someone else,
mm-hmm.
I would say stay. Because you will have car troubles if you. If you can spend the holidays with people that you really like where you're at, I would do it
mm-hmm.
that way. Hot luck with some friends. They're always fun. And I'm sure there's a group of you that are not going to be able to go home. So do something like that. Either that or have Mama send you the money for airfare or for the bus.
Okay. Okay.
That's all I can tell you. That's just, it's what I'm seeing. And, yeah, you will have car trouble if you use your vehicle.
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
You
well,
so
you
much.
Have. You're welcome. You have a great week and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see what's going on here. Area code 916. You're on the air with Nina.
Hello. Hello, oh. Nina.
Hi.
Whoops. I'm sorry. I had my computer on. This is Nancy, and my question is, how do you see my trip to L.A. next year going? I'm going to a seminar, and it will be probably the end of April and beginning of May.
I see it going great.
Oh, great.
It's going to be very informative. And your downtime is going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds great.
So, yeah, don't hold back. Go for it.
Okay, that's what I'm planning to do. Yeah.
Okay. Have a great trip to L.A. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I know when I was down there many years ago, I sure enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Will the subject matter be helpful for future work or service for me?
Yes, very much so. It's going to be very informative.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Nancy. You have a great week and Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 253, you're on the air with Nina. Hello. Hello.
I muted. Just listening.
Yeah, never mind being muted.
Okay.
Nice try, lady. How are you feeling?
Oh, I didn't know. I put myself back off on muted. Doing a little better. My eye looks
okay.
Like a tomato, but that's okay. Yeah, I'm doing okay. I thought I'd unsuspectedly just come in and just listen for a little bit.
Yeah, you're checking up on me, aren't you?
No. Oh, no. I'm just listening. I can't see worth a shit, so I'm listening now.
It's okay, Lena. We seem to be moving along quite rapidly. I've gone through 23 callers already.
Well, bless your heart. You go, Nina. Hello, somebody. That's good. That's good.
I don't have any more callers on the line right now, so yeah.
Oh, God, you did really good. Proud of you, lady. All right, now. I know everybody got
right.
Good information.
Yeah, no, I'll put you back on hold if you like.
Please.
All right, honey. You take care of yourself. I'm sending you healing.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go back into the chat room. New York wants to know how Ray feels about her. Okay, New York, I can tell you how Ray feels about you if I get a first name. Oh, it's Katie. Katie, how does Ray feel about you? Well, he's interested, but Tiffany's right. You need to ask him about his relationship status before you get too involved with him, Katie. Yeah, find out where he's at. Don't be bashful, Katie. Yeah, you're with us. You can't be bashful. We don't. We're definitely not bashful. Oh, Tiffany, really? Okay, you had an argument with him. You know what? Everybody has arguments all the time. I've been married for 42 years, and I think if my husband and I went through a day without a little bit of an argument, there'd be something wrong. We disagree all the time, but it's how you work things out that makes a difference. So get a hold of him, work things out, if it's worth working through, and go from there, Katie. I still think there's somebody else involved with him. Now, I don't know if it's a past involvement or if he is actually involved with somebody right now, but it would be probably a good idea to find out exactly what's going on with him as far as relationships go. Excuse me. Got a tickle in my throat. Oh, I got another caller. Okay, let's go to area code 248. You're on the air with Nina.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
There. This is Jennifer. Hi.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi. How can I help you?
I want to know if you see me winning any amount of money in the near future.
Oh, you're not going to like this. They said, as soon as you said that, they said no.
No! I have to work for it? Damn.
Join the club, my dear. Join the club. We all have to work.
Is this Lennis or Nina?
This is Nina.
Oh, okay. That's all I have. But thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, hon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, well, we have all of lines open. I have no more questions coming out of the chat room. So I will give everybody a couple of minutes, and if nothing happens, then we are going to call it a day. I will be on the show on Wednesday, but I really don't think I'm going to be on air again until after the new year now. My life is getting so terribly busy, it's not even funny. It's colder than cold up here. I had to run out. I just got home before the show to help my grandson because he had locked his keys in his car. They were kind of stranded at a gas station, and I had to bring him a coat hanger and some gloves and everything else, and we still weren't able to get him open, so my hubby had to go back to help him. But anyways, yeah, there's just been a lot of things happening. I still have a bunch of baking to do. I have, well, no baking, pardon me. I have some pierogies to make for a friend, but I have all my wrapping left to do, and I have 6 grandkids. So, yeah, there's a lot of wrapping left to do. And all this other stuff. So I am going to be taking a break until the new year. If things get caught up, I may show up. But Lannis will be around next Sunday for sure, and then we will both be gone for Christmas Day and New Year's Day, obviously, because those are both on Sundays. But anyways, I just wanted to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Remember, keep the positive in your life. Love, light is what you need. So surround yourself in that white light of love. And be very positive. Forget the negativity. You think about the negativity and you're drawing it towards you. Please, please, please forget about the negativity. I do have another caller. So I get to say goodbye to you all over again because... I know, I'm being kind of a brat today, but that's okay. Lettuce appreciates me being a brat sometimes. And because she's not live, I can say that. Ah, Lettuce. Area code 856, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi, how are you? I was just wondering if you feel anything or see anything coming in or what industry I'm going into for work.
And your first name?
It's Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. You phoned in before, haven't you?
Yeah. Wow.
Does that mean you haven't found a job at all yet, Rose Maria?
No.
What did Lennis and I say the last time we talked to you? Do you remember?
I should be getting a job within a couple of weeks or... should be coming in soon, and I went overseas, and that went downhill, and I just came back.
Okay, so you missed out on whatever was coming at that point in time then.
Right.
Okay, that's your doing, not ours.
I went for a job over there.
Okay. All right. I don't see anything coming your way until, 20s are coming in, so I'm thinking January 20-something.
January 22nd. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Sometime in January, it will be in the 20s, somewhere between 20 and 27 is what I'm figuring. So January 20th to the 27th, you should have a job by then. The interview process, I believe, will happen somewhere around mid-month in January.
Okay.
And, yeah, I do see you getting a job fairly soon.
All right, cool. Like in the States? Or...
Yes. Oh, in the States.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm just checking. Yeah, okay, I'm going to say goodbye now. Love and light to all of you. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your holidays. Enjoy your time with your families. Remember that Mercury is in retrograde at that point in time, and well, while we're in full holiday season, try and get through this without any any family violence. Don't have any food fights or anything like that. Mind you, that might be fun. Don't tell my grandkids I said that, though. But anyways, have a wonderful holiday season. I will be on the air with Lenis on Wednesday. Like I said, I'm not sure whether I'll be here next week or not. But anyways, I would like to thank you all for joining me today. I hope I was able to help some of you and give you the answers you needed. Some of you, I know you didn't get the answers you wanted, but that's what I saw, so I can't help that. And just remember, you can change what we have told you by just changing your life. So if you want to change what we've told you, change your life a little bit, and things will change for you. So if that's all, I'm going to wish you all a good night. Good night, Lenis. Love you. Good night, Tiffany. Good night, Anna. Thank you both for helping me in the chat room. To my new friends, Katie and Heather, thank you for joining me. And Heather, thank you for being around the last few times. I really enjoy talking to you. So, good night, everyone. Have a good week. Remember, the full moon is on Tuesday. Be prepared for it. And I'm going to say good night now. Good night, everyone.